Hi, everybody. This is our Creation Lightship VBS radio station, and we're on station 1 today. On Friday, Saturday, we're on station 2. And the day today is December 7th, 2016. And we'll clear the date here of that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go, bringing them up. Bringing peace energy to you, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's clear away a situation that you may be dealing with. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So this morning I woke up, I don't know exactly what time, just I could find out here. Let me just check real fast here, and I'll tell you, went to sleep, and let me look here, get into text here, let's see, yeah, it looks like, it looks like about maybe, I think I woke up maybe 3 o'clock or something. The text I have about a quarter to 5 here. Yeah, very possibly it was that time. Okay, so 4:30 I got. Anyway, what happened was I woke up, I think I woke up about 3. Didn't know what was going on and tried to figure something out and didn't get much. And then all of a sudden, after about an hour, I go, oh, crap, today's December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And I saw these aliens waiting to feast on the energy of the people and that have, you know, died in the war, throughout the whole war. And naturally, Pearl Harbor was a big event. And you have people's emotional energies maybe still attached to it. For people that maybe their maybe parents or grandparents were, you know, having situations there, or even in World War II. And so anyway, it was like a big feeding frenzy for the aliens to open up vortexes in here. When the war started, which I think was Hawaii time, I think it was, I'll just say about 7:40 to 7:50, I believe. So I thought, wait a minute. So what I did is I went through and I took away all the energy from December 7th throughout time, and I brought today's date into December 6th. So I just bypassed the 7th. It went back one day. So if you felt like you relived your life over again today, sort of, and things were familiar to you, that's what happened. You were changed from the current moment of today to yesterday, so the aliens wouldn't capture you and get you. We'll see if we have any comments on that. That took about 15 minutes to do, and then I could go back to sleep. So that was good. Anyway, that's the newest thing. So I'm not clearing the day of December 7th. I did it just for the day, but normally I do something for the people each year on that. If you want to listen to the archives, maybe for the last 5 years, on December 7th, I was doing something for the war situation there. So anyway, right now we're in the energy of December 6th, and tomorrow we'll switch it over to December 8th. So I'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you out of the makeup room, Michelle? Looking good?
Yes, I think I'm looking fantastic. I hope I am. Although there's really no one here except my cats to verify, so I'll just say everything's good. That is really fascinating, Ron. I definitely felt some energies. Last night I was awoken and couldn't figure out why I couldn't sleep very well. It was really strong. I was like, what is going on? Now I figured something was going on. So now I know. Well, welcome everyone to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship Show. It's Divine Heart-Based Healings with Ron Amatron. Once every 2,000 years, the creation light ship comes to help all sentient beings ascend. And that's what this radio show is all about, helping you to help yourself to figure out what you need to do if you want to go along to the big party that's about to happen. Okay, so on Saturday, to get our bodies cleared out, we have the pin removal healing call, and that's December 10th. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure a lot of people are. And you can sign up to do that on the very top of the website page. There's a link that you can click on, and you can do that with us. It's always a good call. I believe it's our fourth one. Very, very useful call. People always feel so much better physically after that. Ron, did you want to say anything about the pin removal call?
It's just a great call. It's very interesting. You've probably been on it. If not, give it a try. We just get rid of energetic pins out of you that can be causing a problem that you know nothing about. And that's kind of basically it. It's kind of hard to talk about as I pull a pin out of you from maybe your, going through your throat or something, and people feel it, and all of a sudden they start maybe coughing, maybe even choking, and they feel better afterwards. Remember, these things do have some kind of body reaction sometimes. And all of a sudden you realize, yeah, they got me. It's validation. A lot of times you have a pain in your body that you don't know anything about. Maybe through your whole life, you get a pin pulled out, or maybe a dozen of them, and all of a sudden you're standing up straighter and taller, walking different maybe. So, typically these pins give you physical body problems, troubles. So back to you.
Yeah, it's fascinating because I actually remember several times in my life where I described something as it feels like little pins. Feels like little pins and needles, feels like a drill. It's interesting. And then during the previous calls, I remember you working on those areas and feeling a significant amount of relief. So something may have been put in there that energetically I knew or I just sensed, but there was nothing I could do about it until I got on your pin removal call. And I think even you just kind of discovered that this was a thing just over a year ago. Because I
yes,
don't
think you're talking right. Yes, about uh-huh.
it. Yeah. So I know you're always discovering things like different things that they've been doing to us that you can help us with. So we're very grateful to you for that. Okay, so we have a question here in the box, Ron. It's about the master 4-in-1 clearing. I know some people have done it, and other people are waiting to do it because it's something that they need to do with you personally on the phone, and it takes a couple hours. And the person is wondering, if you do this clearing, do you do some new earth transport or anything so that you do not disconnect from your home base or twin flame?
No, there's nothing for you to do during it or after it. Just enjoy the clearing. So, it's all taken care of for you. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah.
I believe, they say, why would you disconnect from these energies? Or is that possible?
You're being reconnected to the energies that you've kind of been forbidden to connect to. So all of a sudden you feel much better. Your loneliness goes away if you have any. And you just feel whole and complete. But before, you're always looking for something. They talk about the dating scene on a lot of those websites, find your soulmate, Well, that kind of goes along with it, looking for something outside of yourself to satisfy you. And once you have that, then your twin flame is now energetically connected to you, we'll say, just for lack of a better word to use, then you don't feel like you're going to be looking around continuously for something that's outside of yourself that you're never going to find. So it brings peace back to you. And it also brings the peace back to your twin flame if it kind of hard to say that it's missing you from the thought of emotions, but it does know that you're not around because it goes to the whole base energy, just like you normally would have done, and you never show up there. So it is kind of neat to have that. So back to you.
Yes, it is very neat. I have to say it was fascinating when I did it. And I believe the reason that you've mentioned previously is that why you let us feel it and let us sit with it for a while until we're done and then we call you back or you say, okay, we need to carry on or whatever. But I believe the reason why is because for most of us, the twin flame isn't here on this earth. Is that correct? And you don't want, it doesn't want to come here. You're just letting us know that it exists, but it's very difficult for other beings to be in this energy.
Yeah, that's correct. So normally, probably for 99.9% of the people, if not more, the twin flame does not exist here. Some family members do, and that can be confusing because you may think that a soul family member, you know, that's been with you for a long time, you know, multiple lifetimes, you may think it's your twin flame. You know, people talk about who are maybe more in tune or maybe, you know, more conscious, more psychic or whatever, they'll say, yeah, I know my daughter was my grandmother in the last lifetime, and before that, you know, my daughter was my mother. You know, people talk about that, and, you know, that is correct, but it's not your twin flame energy. But you're just familiar with that spirit inside of that body. So the twin flame is completely different. So back to you, to the other half, especially you.
So why is it that we were broken apart?
Only to have a reflection of you. So you had something to relate to when you left source energy. It's not like it's a duality situation. It's the fact that maybe you wanted to experience two things at one time. So back to you. And normally that's the planets of light. The light universe versus where we are here, in a sense, it's still light, but it's not, 100% light. And the reason why I can't say that there is light here, but the people corrupt it, and so the people are corrupting the planet by bringing in darkness. So if we got rid of all the darkness on the planet, and people were doing the mind a heart drop. And we got rid of the clones and whatever else is here that is taking up space here, then it would be the way other planets in the universe of light is before they got corrupted. So there are ones out there that have been corrupted. I know I'm on 7 other planets, I believe. I don't know if I'm on 7 or 8 of them, but I know 7 for sure. Possibly, counting this one, it could be 8, looking outside. So I'm there doing what I'm doing here now with that same energy, trying to get rid of the darkness out of this. And there's more than, you know, the 7 or 8 planets, you know, in the universe of light. So, you know, these got corrupted somehow. So back to you.
So let's say that the ascension occurs and we all go. Would we find ourselves looking for our twin flame to reconnect, or would it be unnecessary?
Oh, it'd be automatic. You'd automatically be connected to it because you're no longer here. You would find your other half.
Oh. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Okay, good. So then the last part of the question is, do we need to do a new Earth transport after that one, or do you do that automatically with the clearing?
That's automatic. You don't need to do that because you're, you know, it's all taken care of. So nothing to worry about.
Wonderful. Okay, good. I hope that answers the question for the person. And I know that There used to be a place on the website where there was a small audio blurb of information specifically about the twin flame energy. And so there's a little bit more information there. If anyone knows exactly where that is, I would be glad to mention it on the air. I know I found it previously, but it was a long time ago. It was before I did that particular clearing myself. Okay, Ron.
How did the clearing relate? I did it for you. It seems like it's been a while.
Yeah.
Would you want to describe or talk about it a little bit, or is it too personal?
No, it's... I talk all day long about this type of thing, so I'm perfectly fine with it. It was really interesting. So, let me see. One part of it was you went to look for my twin flame, and it was a very particularly interesting character, and you searched and searched and searched for literally about 10 minutes. You said it's way out there. And then you finally found it, and you said, "Oh, it's this particular animal on this planet way out here. It's a planet covered in snow, and it eats snow." And I thought that was really funny because whenever I see fresh snow, I have to eat it. I'm like, I gotta eat that snow, and I just eat it. So I like eating snow. So it must be some kind of connection I have with my twin flame. And then you brought that energy to me and let me sit with it and feel it for quite a while. It was really, it just is an indescribable piece. That's all I can say. And I'm sure it's different for everybody, but very special for everyone in particular. And then you disconnected me from my soul family, and you told me a little bit of what you saw and what that entailed for me particularly. And again, it was like, wow, that had a lot of meaning for me specifically. So I knew that what you were seeing was something that had definitely occurred. And then you basically ended that energy. You told me to say goodbye to everybody and shut the door and walk out. And I did. And it's just fascinating. It's not that I don't ever see people in my soul family anymore, but I don't have any connection to feeling any type of obligation that would cause me anxiety or anything like that. And then, my gosh, it was a long time ago. So then what else do you do? Oh, you took me to my home planet. So you found out what that was, and you took me to my home planet, and you described a little bit of what that looked like. And again, it made so much sense for me personally. I'm sure if I were to tell everybody exactly what it was, they would be like, that makes no sense, because it wasn't for them. But when you hear where your home planet is from, it will definitely make sense for you, because it did for me. And then what is the fourth part of it? I actually don't remember, Ron.
Yeah, I start off with the planet release. That's what we call it, a 4-in-1. So yeah, I release 13 planets that are energetically corded to you all the time. If people do the planet star vortex clearing, it's a lot easier when I do the clearing, because you're getting a lot more cleared off of you. But I have to clear off 13 planets. When I first did it for the first person eons ago, they were so contaminated with these planets. I think it took me like 3 or 4 hours just to do the planets off them. So a typical session, normally I would find out a convenient time. I call the person, and then from there, we get rid of the 13 planets. If you've done that, the planet star vortex, that may only take maybe 15 minutes. And then from there, I look for your home base energy. And I could say that could take maybe 5 minutes to maybe 15 to find that. And then once you find it, then I bring the energy to you so you could actually feel that and sense the energy. So sometimes I do the planets first. Sometimes I do the twin flame. It kind of depends on how the energy is flowing. But either way, you're connected to the energies, and it lets you sit with each one of them, the twin flame and the whole base energy, for as long as you need to. Some people only need 10 minutes to be with it. Other people, I've had somebody saying they needed 3 hours. So it's up to the person how much they want to be with the energy. And I think almost everybody, I may have been one or two people possibly that didn't recognize one of what I'm talking about. But typically they all, everybody has related to what I bring up. It may not be a bit, you know, maybe they may say, I don't understand about that one, or I don't know. And within a day they go, yeah, you're right. I do recognize this energy. And like you were saying about snow, that you want to eat snow in a sense. Yeah, that's sort of what happens, is that, you know, let's just say that I'm doing it and I say, well, I see a planet with, you know, covered with like a velvet moss, and looks like it's purple. And that would be your home base energy, we'll just say this hypothetically. So normally the person that I'm talking to would say, you know, I've always liked the color purple, or I got purple drapes, or I have a purple bedspread, or this or that, because it all sort of dovetails once I find out what it is. So that's sort of how it works. I think everybody has basically experienced, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about, for that you relate to it even though you don't understand it. So I guess back to you.
Yeah. Yes, I will share with the audience that you did tell me that I was from a planet that had an excessive amount of cat life on it, which I just laughed and thought that was hilarious because I love cats and cats love me. And I have this connection that I, no matter how frightened or poor a cat's behavior may be, I have a lot of compassion and empathy for the little animals, and I always want to help them and make sure that they're happy. So I thought that was interesting. It's like, oh, well, yeah, it just made sense. And then I also noticed in my general, I don't know if it's behavior or demeanor or belief, but afterwards, I found myself not going back into that mode where I'm like, oh, I need to find one particular partner who's my one person. I was like, nope, maybe I'll just find somebody who I can like share my time with on this planet. And if they're a really nice person, then that's, you know, great. That's the way it should be. Otherwise, I'm fine being by myself, because I know the truth is that everything is not this here. I'm from someplace else, and I will go back to that. So it was very settling. Okay. Well, I don't know if you want to move on, Ron, or if you have anything else to say about that 401 clearing.
It's interesting. Yeah, I may start doing some more next year here. Just like I've said in the past, what I would like to do, I don't always have the amount of time available from all the alien stuff going on. So it's kind of like, you know, taking a second back seat here. So maybe next year I can do something as the energy starts clearing out. If anybody felt maybe different this morning, maybe you didn't sleep or something, maybe you felt the aliens trying to suck everybody up out of here, at least the energy. So if you want to give us a little testimony on that, or just information, send it, you know, to the CLS questions or the bat chat there. We can look at it and just see what you felt. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. So I just had another testimonial from someone who shared with us that they had done this clearing as well, and they found out that their twin flame was a whale, and that made a lot of sense to them when they heard it. And when they told me this, I was like, well, I don't get it, but that wasn't my twin flame, so of course I wouldn't get it. But it made perfect sense to the person. And then the other thing that I find fascinating is my home planet, those animals that were there was not the same animals my twin flame. So just like I have chosen this life and right now I'm in a human body, my twin flame has chosen to put their spirit in another body. And so I guess maybe we can all do that. I don't know. That's
the way
it works.
Chills. I'm into the human body this time around, you know, and maybe you have thought you could choose another life form here, but because the darkness got in the way, you know, you can't do that. you know, you probably saw this, you know, the bus ticket here, you know, or the, you know, from the tour guide, you know, and oh yeah, this is planet Earth. That's what you can do here. And you go, wow. Waterfalls and everything else, and scuba diving, and you know, swimming with the dolphins, and this and that and the other. You know, I'm gonna come down there, but I want to first be a human here to actually see what it's like, and then I'll choose again. And you know, at that point, you think you get dematerialized your human body, and maybe you want to go into like a sea turtle or a fish or something, you know, or a blade of grass because you like that as you had seen it in that previous lifetime. But instead, you know, when you died, they said, uh-oh, you know, you made a mistake there, you got to come back. And you go, oh geez, you know, I wanted to go into that snail, I like snails now, you know. But anyway, that's why you're in the human body forever. So you may have saw the other things that are here that was so wonderful, but you can't get into them. But anyway, back to you.
Oh, well, this is interesting, Ron. You brought up another interesting point. So we're all stuck here now, and independent of how long we've ever been here. So, but we're always coming back as humans, and we can't come back as animals, which is fascinating. I know there's some religions that teach, well, once you're a human, you're always a human, and animals are animals. And you're saying, is that kind of the way it is? Is it because they've discovered, well, this, once we were a human, we know what makes you tick, we know what bothers you, and we like to keep it that way, so let's just keep bringing you back as a human?
Yeah, in a sense, and the judgment corrupts, you know, your spirit is corrupted, you know, by the body that it's in. Remember, if you were to go to a planet that didn't have the aliens, you know, controlling it, you would just pick a body like what you have now, wouldn't have any DNA in it, and it wouldn't have any records of the past or present because you're living in the moment with it. So you're working hand in hand with the body that you're in, and the lifetime just depends on how long you want to be with that particular body. And in the process, like I mentioned, you know, maybe in your explorations of being creative, you saw something that you want to enjoy and be into, so you just dematerialize the body, get a blueprint of what you would like, and voila, now you're there. So that's kind of, you know, the situation that, you know, maybe you wanted to do more than one thing here, but now because of judgment, you see these things that you normally look at, there's really no judgment there. If there is, there's just very, very little. You know, you know, animals have instinct, but maybe that was given to the aliens too, because maybe a long time ago, really, they didn't maybe kill any other animals, you know, I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, you have survival. But basically, just look at it as, yeah, everything was perfect. And maybe they just lived on air. And that would be it. So the judgment is what's holding you here, because your spirit is contaminated. And it doesn't have enough force power to leave here. Okay? So it's relying on that white light tunnel outside of yourself when you die to catapult you out of here, which it doesn't do that. So, you know, the spiritual teachings just are there to conform to the mindset of the Matrix and the alien controlling you. So anyway, just we could probably move on. Anything coming in on emails or anything there that we could go over, or anybody need any explanation of something from the past show?
Yes, we have a couple. So one of our writers has written in, it's about the Earth transport clearing. They just had a couple questions to clear up. Are they able to put up to 3 or 4 clearings in the Earth transport at one time? Let's say if they did the cultural enslavement, are they able to put in
up to the
just cultural enslavement?
You have to do each one separate.
Okay. Okay, and it only takes a minute, so they can just do each one, erase that one, put it in the next one. That's a fun one because it's so quick. Okay, so this is about the natal barcode. All clearings about the natal barcode for all names. What about possible name changes in the future?
Future's not here yet.
Okay.
Future's not here. So I imagine you could probably tag yourself with a name which would be created in the now for you, and now you have that name. So maybe the person is talking about maybe getting married. So right now they're known as Sally, Sally Field, okay? And in the future they're going to be known as Sally Smith because they're seeing a person with the last name of Smith. Well, if you recognize Smith and you own Smith as in your future, well, that reality of the future is now brought into the present now. So you do have that name. Now, what happens if Sally, who's going to be a Smith, and Joe Smith, say, dies in a week, and your wedding was going to be 6 months from now, if you get married, okay? So what does that do to you? Well, you're already connected to the Smith family, okay? And their energetics of that family and the mindset, even though it's not in your DNA yet. So you could look at that. If you probably had, intercourse sex, at that point or whatever, at that point you do have that energy with you. So you're now in the Smith clan. So you may want to start clearing that away from you. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, so right when you feel that you're connected, you should just go ahead and clear it. Would that help?
Yeah, because you are hooked up.
Okay. All right. Well, Ron, we do have some people. They say, yes, I was up lots last night. Felt like I had to make it through something before I could get back to sleep early this morning and needed to sleep extra to recover. It was helpful to hear what was going on, so thank you.
Today's been my recovery day. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, and another person wrote, since the last 2 weeks I've needed a lot of sleep, started dreaming a lot and feel easily tired. Any info on what is going on?
Oh, it's still alien stuff going on around us here. It's just a lot of stuff happening. So, like I sort of mentioned, the aliens that are here, the shapeshifters, maybe they hopped out of bodies. Out of human bodies and are trying maybe to leave, something like that. I don't know yet. There's a lot just going on. So back to you.
Okay, yes. It was interesting, not today, but yesterday, I was very slow at work. Like I just couldn't move things fast enough, and I was like, well, just, let it go. I knew something was going on. And then our team leader said, hey, everybody's really slow today. What's going on? So I was like, well, at least I'm not the only one. But I'm sure something was happening cosmically. It seemed like with time. Okay.
Yeah, there's lots.
All right. It says, you talk about the aliens clearing the spirit before it reincarnates. Why do they do that? If the spirit reincarnates with all the contamination it carries from previous lifetimes, wouldn't it benefit the aliens? The more messed up we are, the better for them, right? Clearing the spirit would reduce the mess.
Well, they need to have a spirit that's live and wiggling. You know. So remember, they're using your spirit energy. So if you're contaminated, you don't have much with you, then the body's not going to live very long. And so they just wasted the body. So they want you to be all cleaned off, dusted off, red-eyed and bushy-tailed when you come into that body, so that they can really take advantage of that spirit and the energy each time the human body thinks of something, then they can put you on timelines. If you were dysfunctional as a spirit, then they wouldn't need you. They wouldn't want you because they want a lot of life force energy from your spirit. That's what they're getting. So at that point, they'd be wasting all of their film footage on you and the movie sets and everything else that they put you into and on. So that's the reason why they dust you off and clean you up, take away everything that that physical body had that's now transferred, just like an emotional body, pain body, trauma body that you would be living here. So all those energetic bodies go right into your spirit. But the main one is the emotional one. And also, probably the pain one would be the next one, because a lot of people die, you know, with an illness and they have pain. So that has to be cleared off of your spirit. Otherwise, you imagine a spirit coming into the baby that has emphysema and everything else going wrong with it, the body of the baby is not going to live very long. And so that's not going to benefit the aliens. Back to you.
Right, but it is fascinating because as people do age, then they start getting these funky ailments, and sometimes they have no connection to something that happened in this life. Or maybe they're on a timeline that's continuing from their previous life. So
yes, all that, yes, uh-huh.
Never know. Okay, this is a question that I believe was kind of touched upon on a previous show. It says, what are some good things to activate for the gemstones or on the custom box?
All you can do is put peace into it. Okay, you could possibly, you know, activate your water if you needed some minerals or something. But as far as gemstones, all they can do is give you peace.
Right. I believe you've mentioned previously, and it's part of a question here, what do you mean by bringing the object to neutral charge?
That's peace. That's where it's out of duality. And if it would be a crystal, the crystal was from the earth, and the earth typically has the earth energy that would be in non-judgment. And from there, maybe it got traumatized, possibly, when it got dug up or blown up or whatever, and somebody found it, so you'd want to neutralize it so that it's back to where it was, you know, as it was in the earth. It's much like trees. You see a tree cut down, where's the spirit of the tree going? Hopefully it's, you know, you can even ask it or tell it to go to another tree. It'll do that. Some trees have lots of spirits in them, the ones that were, you know, cut down or fired, you know, from fires and things. So, but you could also, you know, do trees on the trauma clearing and or even, you know, the activation one there for a dollar. If you have a tree in your yard and you think it's having a problem, to put it in there, just put the energy of the tree, just take a picture, maybe put it in front of your computer and do that clearing to try to balance it out. So anyway, that's another way of doing things that is beneficial that you can do that you may not have realized. Back to you.
Okay, so I believe that the person writing may have an idea that once they charge their crystals or objects, that they can then have a sort of a frequency, energy, or consciousness from that object. Is that the goal, or is it simply to just be in a state of peace?
Just to be in peace. Remember, if you start pulling energy off something, which is what it sounds like they're trying to do, is to maybe get amped up with the energy of a crystal or something, then as soon as you connect to it and core to it, then it's going to be contaminated by your thoughts. So you just want it to be peaceful. Because if you try to do something to that, then you're using mind energy, and now it's contaminated. Well, you know, they're just a tool just to give you, the crystal will say, just to give you peace energy. Well, back to you.
Okay, great. So the next question has to do with which clearing would be good for this particular situation. They say, I have a pattern with respect to relationships that they would like to break. Every time I find myself being interested in a man, he ends up showing interest initially and then backs off, saying he only wants friendship. Since they have been doing the clearings, they have been feeling more content with being single, and that's fine. And they wanted to focus on preparing for ascension. But in the meantime, this happened again. They met someone that they were interested in, seemed initially into them, and then said they wanted to be a friend. So different clearings that the person has already tried include the psychic billboard clearing. They do the negative affirmations that you have talked about in previous shows, and the recurring event clearing. They want to know, do you recommend the recurring barcode removal or recurring event clearing?
Maybe the barcode one, but what it sounds like to me is that the person is in neutral as they want to be their friend, okay? So, saying it differently, being in a relationship, which is what the person, striving for, then you're dealing with all these judgments and expectations, and it kind of boils down to control, I guess. Oh, someone is going to control somebody else or take their energy, okay? So maybe the person from you doing your clearings, maybe they wanted a relationship and they see how peaceful you are, so they just want to be your friend and really not be that heavily involved with you because they want to be peaceful. They don't want to get entangled. Maybe they have a history of stuff in the past of being entangled and being controlled and used or something. I'm just throwing this out there. So maybe you're giving them peace, and they probably haven't ever found peace, and you're giving them peace because maybe you appear to be peaceful. But, it may not be satisfying what you would like. You have yourself as a relationship, but you are emitting peace. So you may want to evaluate how that looks to you in a relationship, because you still want to be peaceful. You want to have each person in the relationship independent. And since the person wants to be your friend, it's not like they want to be independent. So anyway, back to you.
Well, it's very interesting, and I know a lot of people deal with this because it's just nice to share your life with someone or have other people around sometimes. As long as they're in peace. So with saying that, it's very interesting. Yeah, once you do a lot of clearings, then yes, it changes, I believe, who is drawn to you. And they may be feeling like, oh, well, this is so peaceful. And yet it's completely opposite, really, than the way a lot of us were raised, seeing, a lot of the different kind of themes that are shown in movies, how it's opposites attract and there's supposed to be all this weird tension and people almost, it seems like they don't even know what to do when it is just peaceful and nice. It almost seems as if it bores people and they don't know how to take it. But if you've ever met someone who's okay with it and they're a couple that gets along and they just have a peaceful life, but then you talk to them and you find, oh, they've been together for so many 8 years and they get along so well and they never fight. And really, that's what people actually want. So So maybe just the right person that is content with that peace is waiting to come to this other person's life. So maybe it's just a waiting game, like it always is. Okay, I just wanted to go over, before we get cut off with time during the middle of the show, I just wanted to go over really quick some of the stuff about the pin removal healing call. So I'll just read in the bulletin what was written about it. It says, during this call, a vast amount of energetic pins will be removed throughout your body. It's going to occur on Saturday, December 10th. It's about 2 hours, starting at 11, goes till about 1, and that's Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you are in the world, you can adjust your time to that. The donation is only $20. Very, very good deal for only $20. You can get a lot of healing done. And you do that by clicking on the link on the website, www.creationlightship.com, and pay through PayPal. And then send Ron your receipt at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And he will send you back the phone call codes for the conference call, probably Friday night or Saturday morning. And then the other interesting things about it, it's that we have coming up is a body organ restoration healing call. And that's going to be Monday, December 19th. So we'll have about a week between those two. That's going to be a 3-hour healing call from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that will be after the Monday night radio show. And that one is $50. And very, very excellent call. Ron literally goes through all of our organs and pulls out things that he sees in them, and it works great. So I definitely suggest those to everyone.
Okay. It goes through many organs. Not all the organs, but many of them.
Right. Well, there's quite a few. You go through the main ones for sure.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yep. And I know that you have an ability to see your audience who is on the call and do it specifically for what they need. So that's really important. Okay, great. So those are coming up. Let's see. We have some things coming in here. This is about crystals. Do crystals have different attributes after we do the object clearing on them?
Oh, it'd be all the same. Attributes come from mind energy and what people think they're doing, but once you clear it, it's just neutralized.
Okay. I'm sorry for the delay there. I'm trying to read one of the emails that came in. We have a few more here. Okay. This is about some clouds that somebody saw today. Most of the time I see flat bottom clouds. Today, however, the clouds on the East Coast seemed normal. Didn't see any flat bottom clouds. Blue sky for most of the afternoon. I always check because I'm on the top floor of the 14th floor, of the 14th floor story building, and great views all around all day. So that's
very
good. Really good. Mm-hmm. It was clear skies where I am, too, and that's in the Midwest. Okay. All right. Someone is wondering, the sentry clearing, when you do this, or when you did that before, do you do that during the 4-in-1 clearing, or is that something that they need to do after?
It has to be done before.
It has to be done separately. Okay.
That's one of the prerequisites, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. So sentry clearing is one of the prerequisites. I do remember doing that. And I did it because somebody had told me several years ago now already, they said, oh, I did that sentry clearing. And I said, how did you like it? And they said, oh, it was amazing. He said, I could almost think that was all I ever needed. Yeah, it really, you just go, wow, you've been here for this long, and let's clear all that stuff.
Yep, it's very beneficial.
Yep. Yes. Okay. And let's see. There was a list sent in to us. Light of the Darkness, Names to Clear. I can't quite remember if we were talking about that on a show or not, that we were going to do that. And, oh, Names of Deities. That's right. We did go through, we went through several of them, and you cleared a bunch of them. And then I think that we were starting to gather information to possibly work on that again, or I'm not sure if you wanted us to work on that on our own under alien keyword clearing.
Yeah, right now it'd be underneath that until I decide to do something. Further, I will be doing something on the 8-hour call, clearing people with their bone energy, getting rid of the 12 source energies there. It definitely is very nice. I've did a couple of people so far just to try it out, and it's very good. So, back to you.
Okay, excellent. I know that you've done...
This will be the 8-hour call this Sunday that I'll be doing this on.
Okay.
People that are present on the call.
Yep, and I know that you did that connection to our immune system. And I remember going, oh, gosh, that's definitely what I need. So, great. That was really good. All right. This email says, in New York, for the past couple of days, the stars were visible. Had not seen stars in over a year.
Wow.
Well, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It means that the sky was clear of cloud cover and possibly also alien ships, and that maybe the lights in the city were dim and the stars were brighter. So
don't know. Things do change on the hologram. That's all I can say. You know, it's that's what happened. I didn't even see the sun or the moon being a different location in your sky sometime. So it's all pretty, it's strange, you know. And then you start realizing,
yeah,
you know, what you're involved with here. So back to you.
Well, I know. I don't think I saw stars for many years. And it was because I lived in a big city and there was already so much light. But you mentioned this a long time ago in the archives. You were like, oh, there's so many more stars here than there had been previously, like, you know, 100 years ago. Like 50 and then to 100 years ago, like there were less stars back then, where all of a sudden there was like an influx of more activity, basically, in the sky. And and I know that you speculated at the time that the song Starlight, Star Bright, or one of those, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, was written by somebody who was like, what is all this?
Yep.
So much going on out there. But it is pretty to look at. So, okay, and I know somebody that is in the Los Angeles area says that there are clear skies here after they put on the gray skies clearing. And, oh, this is fascinating. They also say the sun is setting in a different location here, and they are in Los Angeles. Hmm. Do you have anything to say about why that would be?
Yeah, just the weird things, you know. Same stuff, different day, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think we should probably, it's like it's getting that time here. So here we go, everybody. Let's release the energy. From you, that's negative, so I'll just get rid of that first here in case something, you know, is in your room creeping around here. So you look up in the corners of your room, I'll release the energy in case something's hiding up there for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Good. And now we'll do the mind to heart drops. So here we go. Releasing that energy and bringing in peace to you in case you're not in peace right now. So here we go. In the mind to heart drop, you need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts that are inside of your head. This is what you think of duality and judgment and things. So we're going to drop those thoughts into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's feeling pretty good. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody, thank you. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.